prison break.
I didn't kill that man, Michael.
The evidence says you did.
I was set up.
Put down your weapon!
I find it incumbent that you see the inside of a prison cell.
I'm looking for someone. A guy named Lincoln Burroughs.
Man killed the vice president's brother.
Why do you want to see Burroughs so bad anyhow?
Because he's my brother. I'm getting you out of here.
It's impossible.
Not if you design the place, it isn't.
You've seen the blueprints.
Better than that. I've got him on me.
You find out he's trying to bury him.
Nobody's trying to bury him.
The evidence was cooked.
There's a lawyer poking around.
Anyone that's a threat is expendable.
I'm gonna kill that skull.
You won't. You kill him, you kill our express ticket out of here.
What are you doing here? Where's Mighty Cruz?
She's with me now.
Fish! I gotta be back in!
Nick Saverin with Project Justice. My boss may not think Lincoln's case is worth looking into, but I do.
When do we get started?
Getting through this wall is just the beginning. There's a whole lot of real estate in between here and the outside walls.
That is a transfer request. Michael Schofield is getting shipped out tomorrow.
I assume this is about your transfer request from Michael Schofield.
More specifically, why you denied it?
Look, Mr. Kellerman, do I come into your house and tell you where to put your furniture?
We're just asking for professional courtesy.
But you're asking for a federal courtesy at a state penitentiary.
Well, most people in your position would be happy to have another body taken off their hands.
These men are my responsibility. From the minute they walk through those walls to the time that they pay their debt to society, I'm responsible for them. Which means that unless Mr. Schofield has done something I don't know about, he is going to stay here at Fox River under my watch.
Mr. Pope, in our line of work, we've discovered that just about everyone has done something that someone doesn't know about.
What's this?
Right now, just a piece of history. Whether it becomes a current event, now that's up to you.
My wife already knows about Toledo.
Does she really? You're a smart man, Warden. I'm sure if you look hard enough, you can find a reason why Michael Schofield's presence is no longer required at this particular correctional facility.
There's more PVC here, boss.
Boss?
Sure thing, Burroughs. But hey, I want to check your trunk for splinters. Whatever piece of collar.
Sure.
I got a ripped fertilizer bag inside. Hey, you! You! Get in there and clean it up before this whole place starts smelling like San Juan.
Okay, he's on his way. Do you mind telling me what this is all about?
These are the guys we're breaking out with.
Alan thinks of Fish. That was not our agreement. I'm not going to work with this crazy rhino.
Keep pushing it, John.
Yeah, I keep pushing it, you know. Huh? What's your deal, man?
Touch my brother again. I'll show you.
Brother? Your brother?
We've only got a few minutes. Are we going to spend them spitting on each other, or are we going to talk some business? But the reason we're all here today is we have a decision to make.
Yeah?
English? Fitz or Percy. If we're going to pull this off, we need to take one of them out.
And you want us to tell you which one?
I just want you to help me get to them. I'll take it from there.
You're crazy, you know that?
All I need is 5 minutes.
Oh, you won't even get 5 seconds.
Oh, you had everything worked out, Fish.
We're not breaking out of a Jamba Juice, gentlemen. It's It's going to take a little more than digging a few holes. There are eyes, ears, dots that couldn't be connected from the outside.
And the English Fitz and Percy.
One of those dots.
And how exactly are you supposed to pull this off?
With a little help from my friends.
Sir Gray, hold up. Schofield, we got company.
Why do I get the feeling that there's more to you than meets the eye, Schofield? Anything you want to tell me? Some other reason you're in here besides holding up a bank? You're being transferred.
What?
We're moving you over to Statesville.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can. I'm the boss here. This is my house.
3 weeks.
What for?
Lincoln Burroughs. He's being executed in 3 weeks.
Well, I'm aware of that. What's that to you?
He's my brother. When I knew I was being sent to prison, my attorney petitioned the DOC.
So you could be near him.
That's right. Don't take that away from me. Not until it's over.
I'm not the one behind the transfer. You're up against much bigger fish than me. I'll arrange for you to say goodbye. You ship out tomorrow.
Going into the walls tonight, see if I can access the roof.
You gonna tell me about the transfer?
I'm taking care of it.
You're taking care of it? Sounds to me like you're reaching.
Maybe. A little.
A little. You know, I've made my peace of what was coming, then you show up and give me the one thing a man in my situation shouldn't have. Hope. Now that's gonna be taken away.
Don't do this, Nick.
I got 3 weeks. What do you want me to do?
Come on, Michael. What do you want me to do?
Bring her back.
You know I can't do that. But look, there's some stuff that I can do. It's not gonna be the same, but we're gonna figure it out. And no matter what, it's still gonna be me and you.
Okay, but what if something happens to you?
You just have a little faith.
Just have a little faith.
All right, here's the deal.
We believe Link in this tape is a lie. It has to be.
He saw it. It's all there.
Yeah, but maybe what we're looking for is what's not there. Okay. Stedman. You see, what's he looking at?
Car, pedestrian.
No. His eye line is too high, right? It's like he's looking right into the camera. He might as well be saying cheese.
Now he just sits there.
Like 10, 15 seconds as if he was maybe...
waiting for someone.
Right. There. That's a 9mm. Shouldn't there be some kind of kick or something?
Lincoln's pretty strong.
Yeah, but strong enough to bury a recoil? Now, you shoot someone, supposedly for revenge. Do you take the time to go back in and hit the glove box, or you just get the hell out of there?
Ted said he was trying to make it look like a robbery.
Yeah. Look at Lincoln's angle as he leaves the frame.
Mm-hmm.
Walks away from the car. Now this guy, who conveniently hides his face from the camera, he comes back in. Why?
To explain the bloody pants they'd already planted in his apartment. Nick, this is great.
Yeah.
Who should we go to?
Nobody. Yet. I mean, to the unbiased side, we're just backing a horse at tying the gate. A lot of what-ifs and conjecture, you know, we don't have anything. We need some evidence. Look, if Lincoln didn't fire this gun, then somebody with some serious skills went to work on this tape to prove that he did.
Fine, but how do we prove that?
I know a guy.
You know a guy?
Yeah, I know a guy.
Thanks. It seems we need to have another powwow. There's been talk about you packing your bed.
Don't believe everything you hear. I'm not going anywhere.
And I'll have a really hard time trusting you, Fish.
The important thing is that we stay on schedule.
Yeah, English, Fitz, and Percy?
English, Fitz, or Percy.
You want to know which one I think we should take out?
All due respect, I don't need opinions. I need answers. Remember, the warden leaves at 5 tonight, so by 5 after 5, we're going to need that key.
And how is this key going to give you the answers?
Don't worry about that. You worry about getting the key.
Hey, this key better be worth it. Understand? Afternoon, Mr. Schofield.
I need to know if there's any way to block a transfer order.
There's about 50 ways.
All right. I'll take the quickest.
You file a motion for what they call an interlocutory injunction.
How long does that take?
How fast can you write? A man can claim almost anything, violates his constitutional rights. His environmental issues, allergies, religious requirements, take your pick.
What if they don't buy it?
Don't matter. Court's required by law to hear your motion. Till they do, you can't be transferred. Hell, they've been trying to move my tired grave behind for 10 years. God bless the American legal system.
Why do you want to stay in here so badly?
Someone here I can't bear to leave behind. I guess that means we got something in common.
State's requiring a physical for Lincoln Burroughs.
You heard the news, didn't you?
Thanks. No, what?
Brothers.
Who?
Burroughs and Schofield.
Michael Schofield?
Heard it from one of the COs over in Jam Pop. He didn't say anything to you about it?
No.
It must be hard to be here so close to your brother and not be able to do anything to help him.
What's this?
A little bathroom reading.
Westmoreland again?
Schofield. It's blocking his transfer.
Even if the motion is denied, it's going to take 30 days to process. And that means... All right, I'm going in. I'm going to need your help.
You mean in? Now? I thought you were waiting
to... I need to make sure I know how I'm getting up there, so when the time comes...
Yo. In case you didn't notice, the lights are all on. You got a live studio audience, Fish. How are you going to get around that?
Don't we have some laundry to do?
Just to be clear, I ain't touching your drawers.
I stay ahead. Keep it moving.
Him.
We got genetically higher blood pressure, you know that? My cousin, he died from too much stress.
I thought you said your cousin was moving in on your girl.
That's my other cousin, but thanks for bringing that up, jackass.
Look, the good news is, I can get to the roof.
So what happens now?
Now? It's all about timing.
Dollar jobs. You know who did it?
No.
You? People who do this kind of work are ghosts, man. The guy behind the guy behind the guy. You know what I mean?
You see anything? Definitive cuts? Any place that proves the tape might have been doctored?
The thing's clean. No footprints. I mean, usually you peel a video back a couple of layers and anything bogus comes off. You know, now you see it, now you don't. But not this one. It's laced. Ingrained.
Whoa. You see something?
No. The problem with your eyes is that they play tricks on you. Yeah, but your ears, ears don't lie. Look, here's the audio track from the tape. Now, sound pretty true, right?
Yeah.
But noise is a lie. See, it doesn't just die like that. Stripped down, those levels should be dancing. A room that size would give you a blam, 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 you know? Like one off each wall, split second after the other. On yours,
The reverbs bounced at the same time.
What does that mean?
The sound of the gunshot. It wasn't recorded in that room.
Would you testify to that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, tape you gave me is a dupe. You know, for all I know, you guys tampered with it. If you want me to testify in court, I'm going to need to get my hands on the original.
How are those allergies?
Excuse me?
In your motion, you cited chronic,
sinusitis.
Hmm.
It's not an allergy, actually. It's a bacterial infection.
Hmm.
The moist air from the river along the east wall helps keep me, you know, clear.
I'm impressed. Not even a week in here, and you're already working it like an old con.
Well, you've got one up on me, Warden. You know why I needed to file those motions, but I have no idea why you needed to transfer me.
Traffic control, Schofield, that's all. Traffic control. Look, it's coming up on 5:00. What do you say we call it a day?
I don't think I can do that, sir.
Why not?
If I let go of the support right now, the whole thing's coming down. See, the Taj was designed using axial force, a series of internal forces along a longitudinal axis.
How much longer?
Depends on how long it takes to dry. If you need me to leave, I can show your secretary how to hold it.
All right, you can stay till it dries. There'll be a guard waiting outside the door. Just check in with Becky when you're done, and she'll have somebody escort you back to your cell.
All right.
And, Schofield, I want to thank you for showing up today. I would have understood it if you didn't.
We had a deal.
Right. Still, thanks. My wife is going to love it.
You're welcome.
See you at the bottom, sir.
We just happen to be two people who happen to know each other, happen to show up at the same movie theater at what happens to be the same time.
From this angle, you look just as good as you did when we first met.
How about from this one?
Even better.
Oh. Those are for your guests.
Guests?
Your associates? They said you had a meeting. They're in the den.
Evening, Warden.
Nothing I can do. I'm legally obligated to file every properly drafted motion with the court so that a hearing can be scheduled.
And how long does that take?
A month, maybe two if there's a log jam. I'm sorry, but it's out of my hands.
Why do I get the feeling you're not all that disappointed?
May I ask you a question, Warden? More of an observation, really. I was looking at the morgue photos from that boy back in Toledo, Will Clayton. And, my lord, if he wasn't the spitting image of his daddy. Fell real far from the tree with that one, didn't it? Fell off the tree. Fell all over the pavement.
You son of a bitch.
Your wife gave you a pass on the affair. Something to tells me that's pretty much all the forgiveness she's got left in her bag.
Especially when it comes to an illegitimate child.
What happened with young Will? Warden.
Get out of my house.
Lou Schofield's paperwork.
You gentlemen staying for dinner?
Thanks, but I think we're on our way.
Judy, it's a real pleasure. Thank you. And that just may have been the best iced tea I've ever had. Warden, better do everything you can to hold on to this one.
I will.
Good.
Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah, just fine. I just have a little unfinished work to take care of. I'll be right in.
Okay.
Supposed to give you a physical this evening. Let me apologize in advance for the heavy dose of irony we're about to put this pay in.
I'm just doing your job.
Yeah, well, letting the state know that you're healthy enough to execute is not why I went to medical school. I apologize.
It's okay.
All right. I'm gonna need a family medical history from you. Any ailments or conditions that are hereditary? Start with your mom.
Cancer, liver.
Okay, father?
Split when I was young.
Siblings. Anyone besides Michael? Fox River's a small town, Lincoln. People around here don't have a whole lot to do besides time and talk. You close?
We were.
How about now?
Huh?
How about now?
He's been abandoned his whole life. Dad, Mom, she died young. And now me.
I think that's why he's here. Because you're... Your death would feel like it's happening again.
I abandoned him a long time ago. That's why he's here.
Minutes. What are you doing?
Trust me. The less you know, the better.
The less I know? Man, you got me in the dark.
That's exactly where you want to be.
Don't normally find you here at this hour. Are you seeking his forgiveness or advice?
I really don't know anymore, man. All I know is my son Will. My responsibility. And if I'd stayed in his life, I could have saved his life.
His death was an accident, Henry.
He was a criminal and an addict. But he was only 18 years old.
His mother made it clear you couldn't be in his life if you weren't going to be in hers. When you chose to stay with Judy, you understood that.
I not only understood it, I was grateful for it. I told myself I was respecting her wishes. I cursed her under my breath, while every day I thank God for allowing me to wash my hands of her. I'm
Toledo. All of us, I... So I ran home to Judy. I buried the secret. But I never got a chance to bury myself. Was what kind of a person does that, Ben? Sacrifices somebody else's life just to make their own life easier.
You can argue with me all night. Believe me, I haven't got anything better to do. But it won't change the fact that I can't just hand out original copies of evidence.
If you could just take a look.
I don't care if your FOIL was signed by the Attorney General. I can't give it to you.
What if we brought somebody here to watch it? Your supervisor could monitor the entire time. He'd strip down, swear on a stack of Bibles, whatever it takes.
Wait, what did you say the docket number was?
It's 296 SPE.
What's wrong?
Come with me. Last night, a pipe burst upstairs, flooded the place. Files from over 100 cases, pretty much lost all of them, including yours.
Just this room.
Some kind of freak accident. Powder?
Callahan, Knight. Malinowski, Poland. Graziano.
Hello. Mal.
Schofield. Sucre.
Rigger.
Schofield. Get the hell out of here. We got a runner! Looking at him?
Stop trying to nail the secretary and check the damn office!
Captain, he's gone.
Oh!
ever checked out with you?
No.
And the rear door still locked, so I checked.
How the hell did he...
What's going on?
You're in the warden's office after hours.
I could kill you! And the paperwork wouldn't need much more than a date.
Tell me, what were you doing in here?
All right, deputy, that's enough.
The work wasn't dry. You said to stay until it was.
You were in here the whole time?
Yes, sir.
It's true. I never saw him leave.
I must not have seen him behind the table.
Warden, all due respect, this is ridiculous. This prisoner was out of his cell. He missed the count.
I understand, deputy. The thing is, Mr. Schofield is not our problem anymore. Seems there was an error in his paperwork. He's going to be transferred after all.
That's not possible.
Escort the prisoner back to his cell.
Warden, all I need is three weeks.
Get off me! Come on, now!
Henry, please, just a little time. Just give me the time.
Any chance you want to write this off as a coincidence? Me neither.
How could they know we were coming for the tape? 3 hours ago, we didn't even know.
Well, we're pissing someone off.
You say that like it's a good thing.
People start breaking the law, you know, you're getting warm.
We still have our copy of the tape, so maybe... Nick.
All right, stay here. Whoever it was is gone. Does it look like they got anything?
No. Everything's exactly the way I left it.
What? What? What?
The tape. It's gone.
Are you sure?
How could they know?
Let's think this through.
How could they know exactly where to look?
Wait, does anyone else have a key to this place?
No.
Are you sure this is where you put it?
You were here, remember? I was talking to you. I walked toward the cabinet and I said...
What? Veronica, are you okay? Veronica.
Super, let's go. Schofield, wait here. I'm sure your ride will be along any minute now.
This can't be it. It can't end like this.
Let's move it!
Fitz.
What?
We were going to take Fitz out. It's as clear as day.
And the cops. How long did it take them to respond? We got all the timing down? Think we would have made it?
Super. Now.
Beneath an orange sky.
Hey, fish banks, we go.
With my brother standing my brother standing by.
Call my wife. Tell her to get the kids and get the hell out of the country.
Said, brother, you know, it's a long road we've been walking on. Brother, you know it is such a long road we've been walking on.
What's this prisoner doing out of his cell?
He's being transferred.
No. There must be some kind of a mistake. This man filed a motion yesterday. He has a medical condition which precludes transfer. Sinusitis, right?
Sinusitis.
Take the prisoner back to his cell. But yank his rec time. He missed count last night.
Everything okay?
Yeah, it is. There's just, Judy. There's someone I need to tell you about.
Yes?
The transfer did not go through.
That's disappointing.
I can refile, but the warden...
It's a waste of time. I think it's time we stop beating around the bush, gentlemen, and go after the damn bush.
Burroughs, what do you want done?
Take the only thing Burroughs has left, time. After all, the chair isn't the only way to take a man's life in prison.